Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
FM 104, giving you the chance to win big with a sleek brand new Jeep Avenger.
Let's go.
FM 104's strawberry alarm clock. It's breakfast anywhere.
Let's go take a ride in the car.
Oh yes, we are here, we are live. It is the strawberry alarm clock. Breakfast anywhere kicks off right now, and we're excited. A Jeep Avenger to be won.
If you're waking up anywhere around Walkinstown today and you want to take part in this competition, come over to Fort Motors. That's where we're going to be for the next couple of hours.
Yes, yeah. It won't take you long at all to enter. So do pop by. If you have an extra minute handy in your morning, do pop by and enter this competition, because the Jeeps are nice.
It's gorgeous. So if you were entering during the weekend, you would have sat into the Jeep Avenger, and you would have done a little video, and you would have said, "Hello, my name is Jim Jim and I want this in..." I think Volcano is one of the
Volcano is one of them.
Like gladiator names.
The reason you did that is we will be giving clues. One of you will be chosen at random. Anybody that was in the car on Saturday or Sunday will tell you where you were, will tell you your maybe describe you a little, and then we'll play the voice of the person that we think it is. And if you recognise yourself and you contact us on WhatsApp, you could be a finalist.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
So yeah, wake up Walkinstown, or anywhere if you're driving through here later on today, pop over and say hello to us.
We need to talk about lots of things. Britain's Got Talent has a man with a goldfish head,
okay,
and we're trying to work out who he is.
And right. I'm just thinking, there was a man with a goldfish head running the marathon yesterday in London.
Oh,
same person?
And that was Joel Dommett.
Oh.
Ah, that's who it is then.
Big blue fish head in him.
But no, he had a big orange fish head, the one I saw.
Well, maybe you could have switched them
out.
Did
it look like the Masked Singer?
No, I didn't. Oh, maybe the Masked
Singer. Like, you know, one of those big ones.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
What he was running in.
That makes more sense.
Maybe
because
it was him.
No, I only saw Britain's Got Talent because an hour and a half on Saturday, an hour and a half
long.
On Sunday.
That's too long.
3 hours.
That's too much of a commitment for me. I'm out.
3 hours.
I'm out.
Anyway, we'll discuss all these things, and Crossy got no sun in London. That's coming up next on F104.
I want to be nosy.
Go on.
I want to ask Crossy how your weekend was, because I purposely haven't asked you off air because I want to know how it was.
Great, yeah. No, it was good fun, but London was freezing this weekend.
Oh no, it wasn't sunny at all.
It was coat weather, so every time I was like, oh God, I'm... Do you know when you like being away and like telling everyone you're away?
Yes.
Yes.
And then I was looking at Instagram and everyone's like out in beer gardens, they're out in Herbert Park, St. Anne's Park, and I'm like...
Because I saw the picture in Brighton and it looked really
sunny.
Yeah,
it looked gorgeous.
That was an hour.
Oh no.
That
just
was
one pure
an
hour.
That was... Brighton is so open.
Does it look like you got a bit of colour?
That was the 1 hour.
Okay.
Yeah, you have a bit of a tan.
So we went to Brighton. I've never been to Brighton before.
Nice, isn't it?
It's very nice. It's very futuristic. Like, it's you'd see anything down there.
Right.
If you know what I mean. Like, you'd see absolutely anything.
Everything
and we
else.
Saw everything.
There's an eclectic mix of people in that one spot, isn't there?
Yeah.
Like, there's hens, there's stags, there's like... You know, people that are just out there living their normal lives. But you're like, ooh, it's just a Hulk. It's just a very cool place.
We probably didn't do it right. I don't know if anyone's never... If you've never been to Brighton before, definitely it's a place to go, because it's like Tremor and Bray on steroids.
It really is gorgeous.
Isn't it? Yeah. Gorgeous, gorgeous. And then, yeah, went to London on Saturday and just chilled out with friends.
Do you know, I made a show of myself when I was in Brighton. I told you this.
No.
It was way before there was like the Pride festivals and all would have been as like in the news as much.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't really aware that there was a rainbow flag. I didn't know about the rainbow flag for the gay community. I just didn't know about it. This is years and years ago. And I thought it was a reggae flag. And there was these flags outside all the bars, and going, they're really into reggae in Brighton. And Sharon had to go, Jim, that's the.
No, they're into gays, not the reggae's.
The reggae's.
Well, actually, here I ended up going to Brighton. I went to Brighton on an unexpected hen party.
Ooh. There's loads of them.
Well, see, I was the only friend traveling from Dublin. So this is my friend from London. So all of her crew were flying from London, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, guys, I'll see you. And we're supposed to go to Barcelona. Okay,
oh,
I was like, I'll see you in Barcelona airport. And the second I touched down in Barcelona, I got a message from the hen saying our flight got cancelled. And I was like,
what do I do?
So I was just floating around the airport for about 3 hours waiting to be told, like, are they going to get a flight over? All the flights now all of a sudden from London to Barcelona were like 700 quid. So they're like, right, we're not doing that. You have to get to England now. And then they, like, the hens got together, made a whole plan. And they were like, okay, Zainab, we need you to get a flight to Gatwick and then a train to Brighton.
There's a lot of effort in that.
There's a lot of effort.
You're out of pocket because they'd probably get the money back on the flights.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know. So I literally was there and like they all nipped home and got Brighton appropriate clothing. And I arrived to Brighton at like 11 p.m. that night after being in like how many countries in 3 days, in 3 hours, 24 hours. And I was there with all my Barcelona clothes in Brighton.
Oh my
and
God.
I was... If I wasn't a bridesmaid at this wedding, I would have dipped.
Oh, I would have dipped.
I would
completely
have dipped.
Bridesmaid or not,
was it a
your
good
grand?
It was a good hen, but it was Brighton. Like
yeah.
I thought, I was promised Barcelona.
There was a lot of hens, older hens.
Hmm.
You know, they weren't younger. They were a lot older, so they were more crack and they were having fun. But it wasn't tacky.
Yeah, it wasn't. It's not.
It's not tacky.
Yeah.
Older hens have more taste.
Yeah, I expected it to be a bit more tackier than it was.
Yeah, no mad straws.
Yeah, it wasn't tacky.
Yeah.
At all. It was good fun though. But yeah, it was cold, so.
Oh, sorry,
Crossy.
I hope everyone enjoyed the sun in Dublin.
Oh, we did.
Everyone
we
really
did.
Trying to feel sorry for Crossy.
You're
for
away.
Crossy. It's F104. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. We are live aboard. F104 is a Roadhog today for Breakfast Anywhere. Our campaign starts today. You will have seen posters and billboards and all that. And you will have seen our gorgeous Jeep Avenger. Well, I say ours. It's not going to be ours in a couple of weeks.
I'm looking outside at the minute and it's just neat. Just one
it's
of those
beautiful.
One of those neat Jeeps that you see people driving around in.
It's a neat Jeep.
But it's one of those ones that I go up to and I'm like, ooh, are they called rims? The wheels?
Yes, they are.
Nice little
bits. Rims, yep.
But like they're real nice and shiny and silver, and they say Jeep.
that's what you want in a rim.
Exactly. Okay.
An easy person to sell a car.
Oh, big time! I'm like, ooh, it's shiny.
I never knew there was such a thing as tire kickers. I just thought that was
tire
just a
kickers.
Reference.
Mm.
But a friend of mine knows someone who works in a car garage and says there are certain people that come into showrooms every single day. And you just know by the head of them, they're not going to buy one. And they call them tire kickers because they just walk around. And what's that there? What's that do?
Just kicking the tire.
Oh, yeah. They must try and run them. Like, it must be just heartbreaking to see them coming back.
Here comes Francis in again. Get Francis out of here.
I know people who sell cars that you can tell within the way they walk in if they're going to buy. They have a walk if they're really interested. If they're tire kickers, they can spot them as well. But if they're actually, if they've an intention to purchase a car, they can smell it off them.
I suppose our tire kicker is basically the car version of, you know, people that walk around when they're viewing a house just banging on the walls.
Yes,
just
yes.
Going like, yeah,
there's
yeah,
loads
yeah,
of them
yeah.
as well.
Is there a name for them? Is there a name for them?
Nosy. Oh,
nosy neighbours. Nosy neighbours will come in and have a little goo around your gaff.
But here, when I was in doubt and I'd be on at a house viewing and I'd be like, oh, I better make sure I know what I'm doing. I'd be like, oh yeah, is that wall, is that a sturdy wall? A sturdy wall.
Slapping a wall out of it.
It's not a holding wall, is it? It's not a holding wall.
And that's probably the words I should have been using, but anyway, sure, look.
Yes, yeah, so there's loads of them. Tire kickers, and then there's the rail wreckers. You know the rail wreckers when you're working in a shop?
Oh, don't even.
My neighbour down the road, she's a rail wrecker.
Oh,
she's in
no.
her 80s, and there's two shops around my area, and they're like, oh, she's in again. And she just goes and she reefs the place
she's
out.
Hang around.
Has a gawk. She just wants to talk to people. That's the only thing she wants to do.
You can spot them when you work in retail. You see them coming in, and you're like, what is so unnecessary? Why are you pulling all those rails? I remember, can't remember the name of the shop, but there was a thing where you go and put your fingers in between each hanger, and that's how tidy it had to be.
Oh.
So now when I go into shops, if the rail is a bit askew,
I feel the
need to go beep beep.
My other
beep,
half does
beep,
that as well.
He works in
Arnott's.
Yeah.
So anytime we're in any other shop, anywhere around the world, right? Well, anywhere in Dublin. And if he, in London one weekend, and I'm thinking I'm whatever. Yeah, jet setter.
Mr. Worldwide.
But he'd go around and he'd pick up the clothes and I'm like, what do you do? And he's like, it's messy. I was like, this isn't your shop.
I know, you never lose it. You never lose it.
Oh, it's so annoying.
It's a good fold. It's good. It's a good habit to have. It's a good fold.
Doesn't do it at home.
Floor drops all the way.
FM 104 giving you the chance to win big with a sleek brand new cheap adventure. Let's go. FM 104's strawberry alarm clock. It's breakfast anywhere. Let's go take a ride in the
car. Yes, it is, to celebrate the Strawberry Alarm Clock Breakfast Anywhere campaign. F104 is giving away a brand new Jeep Avenger.
So it's pretty easy how you can win this. We are going to be in different locations all around Dublin. You have to hop into the back or into the front of this Jeep Avenger and do a little 10-second video. Don't worry about the details. The FM104 Roadsters will explain everything, but you need to come down. Today, we're in Fort Motors in Walkinstown.
Yes, and if you are not in the area, well, not to worry, because we will be giving you our locations over the next few days. We won't be keeping it a secret at all, and we will soon have a map that we can send you to where you can see where exactly we are, so you can sit in one of these Jeeps.
You can come to us, or we'll come to you, because we're going to be hitting all around Dublin. And everybody who got into the Jeep Avenger at the weekend, on Saturday in Dundrum and then on Sunday, you did a little video. So you would have said, hello, my name is Fidelma, and I would like the Jeep Avenger if I want it in black colour, whatever colour it is, right? And that is your sort of, that's your little sort of potential ticket into the final. Because later, just after 8 o'clock this morning, later o'clock, as I like to call it.
Later o'clock, yes.
At later o'clock, we will be giving you clues as to who has been chosen at random from Saturday and Sunday's visits.
Yes.
So, and then we go look for you. So we're going to start giving clues of one of the people that were in either Dundrum or Liffey Valley over the last 2 days.
Yes.
And you've about an hour to come find us, and you're in the draw then to win this brand new Jeep Avenger.
Now, if you do think we're going to be talking about you, we haven't done it yet, you'll have to contact us on WhatsApp. Okay, so it's 087-679-7104 is the number you'll need. And it'll be fairly easy, because I think the first clue is going to rule out one of the places.
Yes, but make sure you are listening for those cues, because once that hour is up, once we're into the next hour, you've missed it. So make sure you have the volume up on your phone, wherever you're listening, in the car, because you don't want to miss out if this is you we are talking about. Have you seen this that's been circulating over online over the weekend? Okay. A photoshopped thirst trap of Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, I have.
It's gone up. So he basically, it's basically Mark Zuckerberg, but more tanned facial and facial hair.
Does he look? He looks a bit like Chris Martin now with the tan.
So actually, there's a comment on the picture from Gwyneth Paltrow saying, "Oh, you look like my ex."
Did she say that?
Yeah, she said it. She commented.
Mad. Him and her are mad, even though they've broken up. Like, they're still good friends.
Her and Chris Martin.
The one I saw was, this guy used to steal your data, now he'll steal your lady.
Looks a bit pudgier, like your granny would feed him.
But you know what? He looks like, you know, the glow up that Calvin Harris had.
Yes,
he looks kind of like that.
He definitely looks better, yeah.
I think he might start, you know, trying to get a bit of facial hair going on.
This is what you could have won.
Yes.
He looks so much better with the and he's smiling though, which is
which he really does as well.
It's quite rare for him, yeah.
He's taking all our information. I tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Oh, tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
So David Beckham has been praised online over the weekend, because every time the Spice Girls seem to do something that's iconic, or the fact that they're coming back together, it's David Beckham in the corner filming it.
This was all five of them though.
Yes.
Every single one of them.
Every one. Even Jerry.
I thought there was beef, and they looked like they were getting on. Like, they looked like there was a few Scooby-Doos, and they were up dancing at some event.
Oh, they're like, they're
Posh
doing...
Posh was 50. It was Posh's 50th.
Ah, right. Yeah.
And it was in the Mayfair in London.
All right. Right.
And someone, right, who's obviously a massive Spice Girls fan, noticed whatever song they were singing or trying to sing, they were in the same position as each other. As they were in the
back
video.
Back in the day, right? So they got into the...
And Emma Bunton quote retweeted it and went, oh no, that was just by fluke that happened. But the other one had millions of likes.
Oh my goodness.
People going, they're getting back together.
Yeah. Does Jerry used to always be on the left, did she?
Jerry was always on the
far
left.
Far left, yes. And then Scary far right. They're doing the dance routine to Stop Right Now. Thank you very much. And everybody's like, oh my God, they're going to reunite for a tour. And I think they were just having the crack. And now, I'd be the first person to say go on tour, but I think they're just having the crack.
Because I saw some of the comments were saying, David, just announce Glastonbury.
Come on, Sunday David.
Afternoon. Imagine,
their hype man. He's their hype man.
The Spice Girls do an hour of just their hits. That would be savage, wouldn't it? I don't know if they still do it. Could they?
I think they're probably going to be maybe one or two gigs if they ever do it again. I don't think they're going to be a full tour anymore.
I think they could do Croke Park again. I'd be buying those tickets immediately.
I missed that gig. I had a ticket to it and I went to do a gig instead. And I've always said to myself, why did I do the gig? Could have seen the Spice Girls.
You could have done it.
Not that many people. Actually, that's kind of really uncool. I'm kind of glad I did my gig. I have no interest in them.
How dare you, Crossy?
Oh, man, that would have been class.
How dare you?
Did you watch Britain's Got Talent?
I did. I saw the first one. So it's 3 hours over the weekend. 3 hours. But there was the first few, I was thinking, ugh. And then this girl got up to sing and she sang. She said she was going to sing Tomorrow from Annie the Musical.
Oh, yes.
And Carol said straight away, I hate that song. That's my least favourite song.
In fairness, that song will come out. Go. Away.
Yeah, exactly. So it would have been in all the auditions.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she sings it and it was incredible.
Oh, right.
But the only thing is, this girl's already worked in the West End as a singer professionally, I think. So people are kind of complaining that she shouldn't be there.
I think that's unfair to be ridden her now because of that.
I know. Well, she was the best.
FM 104. Giving you the chance to win big with a sleek brand new cheap adventure. Let's go. FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's breakfast anywhere. Let's go take a ride in the car.
And to celebrate the Strawberry Alarm Clock Breakfast Anywhere campaign, F104 is giving away a brand new Jeep Avenger. There's two right beside the Roadhog here in Walkinstown. Come down, get into the car, do a little short video with the Roadsters, and they will that could be your ticket into the final.
So over the weekend, we had hundreds of people join us in Dundrum Town Centre and Liffey Valley Shopping Centre checking out our Jeep Avenger, which one lucky listener is going to win.
Okay. Now it is time to find our first qualifier. If you think that this is you, WhatsApp us on 0876797104 because you have only a certain amount of time to get involved.
So the first clue is quite simple.
The first clue is the person joined us on Saturday in Dundrum. Okay, so if you're at the other one, it can't be you. This person joined us on Saturday in Dundrum. We will give some more clues in the next few minutes and we'll eventually tell you the name and bring you the audio of what they said on their video.
So this is the reason why you have to come and do a little video for us, is because we need the audio and the little video to play it on the radio, and then we come look for you find us, and then you're in the final to win a Jeep Avenger. Like, it's pretty simple.
So easy, free of charge, and as well you could just get to sit in a nice new car and smell the new car smell.
But one of you who sits in the car, that car will be yours one day. So like in a couple of weeks, this is how it works. So if you are in the Walkinstown area, come down to Fort Motors here and one of the homes of Jeep in Dublin, and we are here aboard the F4's Roadhog. We've two Jeep Avengers here. You can get into them, shoot your video. It takes about 10 seconds to do it. And then that, it could be you. You could be listening out tomorrow to hear where you picked at random.
Yes.
To join us.
Our first clue is, this person joined us on Saturday in Dundrum. If you want to just take a chance, just fire us over WhatsApp now in case that was you. Don't miss this opportunity to be our first qualifier.
Right, we need to keep an eye on the WhatsApp in case the contestant does.
We ignore them. I joke, we're not going to do
red.
That.
Left on yeah. red. No.
So not win this.
If you are WhatsApping in, WhatsApp in your name as well, so because we can see the potential winner here. If nobody gets in touch with us, by the way, before 9 o'clock, we'll go to a different name.
Yes.
And a different piece of audio. So
every day we're looking for a qualifier. So best of luck.
Hello.
Hello, Linda. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You're live on FM4. Please do not swear.
Okay.
Are you ready to play Instagram, Linda?
Oh, I suppose so, yeah.
I suppose so. I love that.
May as well, Linda. Go on.
I'll try my best.
Okay, best of luck, Linda. We have 10 questions. We can give you the questions. You got 60 seconds to answer them. You can pass and come back to it if you don't know, right?
Okay, yes.
And if you get them all right, we'll give you €2,000. It'd be worthwhile taking the phone call, wouldn't it?
It would be great.
Yes. You were like, what is going on here? Why are we giving you a call?
I feel like we just majorly interrupted your morning.
No, No, you didn't. I just panicking, but I'm fine.
Okay, what were you doing just before we rang you?
I'm on the Lewis, actually.
Okay, you're on the Lewis. Oh, we're on the road, Hug. Right, so we're all moving today. Breakfast anywhere. We've here we go. The
Fours ins 2 grand. With misquotes protected, low cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
Okay, so we've done all the small talk now, Linda. We're ready to play. Where is your Lewis right now?
It is outside Jervis.
Okay.
Okay, well, here, if you win 2 grand, we're going to need you to get nice and loud on that Lewis. We're crossing everything for you, Linda.
Okay, best of luck.
Okay, thanks.
Linda, here we go. We're going to play Ins 2 grand. 3, 2, 1, go. What do Americans call the autumn?
Fall.
What was Victoria Beckham's Spice Girl name?
Posh.
Is Sally Noggin on the north side or the south side of Dublin?
South side.
What type of tobacco product is Cuba most famous for?
Cigars.
True or false? Margot Robbie mistook Prince Harry for Ed Sheeran at a party.
True.
How many grams in a kilogram?
1,000.
What county is Belfast in?
Armagh.
How many letters are in the word challenge?
11.
On dating websites, what are people looking for when they say GSOH?
Good sense of humour.
And what type of entertainment would you win an Tony Award for?
Musicals and plays.
Oh, okay. Wow.
All in the nick of time as well.
That's amazing. Linda,
let's go through them. You're really good today, okay? What do Americans call the autumn? The fall. You got that correct. What was Victoria Beckham's Spice Girl nickname? It was Posh. Is Sally Noggin on the north or south side? Currently, you're at 3 out of 3 because you answered south side. Here's question number 4. What type of tobacco product is Cuba most famous for? It's cigars. And then question number 5. True or false? Margot Robbie mistook Prince Harry for Ed Sheeran at a party. The answer is true. So currently 5 out of 5.
Okay, number 6. How many grams in a kilogram? 1,000. You got that right. Now, Linda, this is the first one. This is the first one you got wrong. What county is Belfast in? You said Armagh. The answer is Antrim. The other A one. Question 8. How many letters in the word challenge? Now, I had to count it out on my fingers. It's 9. 9. And then you got the next 2 right, though. On dating websites, what are people looking for when they say GSOH, good sense of humour? You got that right. And what type of entertainment would you win a Tony Award for? And theatre, musicals. You got 8. 8 out of 10.
That's really good. Really good.
Really good. Like, bam, 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 bam.
Thank you.
And you're our first caller on the FM104 Roadhog with Sky. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks so much, Linda.
Now, Linda, can I ask you, did my phone number come up on your phone or did it come up with no caller ID?
You're getting all the calls now, Jim.
Yeah, I just for my own.
It's coming up as FM104 is calling in.
Right, excellent.
So yeah, Jim decided to ring off his own phone today and then halfway through realised, oh, my phone number is going out.
Well, just for my own GDPR, you know.
Hello?
Don't call me later, Linda.
Half nine tonight. Jim, what are you bringing to work tomorrow?
All right. Linda, have a great day.
Much.
Thanks for playing. On
thanks,
the hop,
Andrew.
On the Lewis.
Bye.
There
bye.
She goes.
Bye.
That's Linda on the Lewis. And she did very well, didn't she?
Oh, I really thought it was in the bag.
Oh, man.
So we are now looking for this person. Earlier on, we said they were in Dundrum Town Centre on Saturday. So if you took your video in Dundrum Town Centre, here comes clue number 2.
Okay. Ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
This person is from Lucan and right. would like a stone colour Jeep Avenger. Okay.
Ooh, okay. Well, that narrows it down.
Big time. So if you were in Dundrum on Saturday and you are from Lucan and you would like a stone colour Jeep Avenger, WhatsApp us on 0876797104 because we are looking for you.
And we've got your name, so you have to give us your name as well at 0876797104. It's as simple as that. I'd say in the next 10 minutes, we're going to have an audio clip of said person and we're going to say if it's a man or a woman.
Now, I'm looking at the WhatsApps. There's a lot of them coming in. I need to keep an eye on it just to make sure if we spot this person. And if you want to be this person tomorrow, you have to come to Walkinstown today. We're here till 3 o'clock with the Jeep Avengers. You would get into it. You do a 10-second video. Just say your name and what colour you would get it in if you won it. That's all you have to do. And then tomorrow we could be giving clues about you.
I know. Okay. And shout out to the woman from DSPCA who was doing the school run, who just popped in, jumped in, and was back on the road in no time at all. It is so quick to enter, so come down if you're in the Walkinstown area.
So we are breakfasting anywhere. We are the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and we're going to give away this Jeep Avenger to one of you very, very soon. Get ready for it. Clue 3 is coming next.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
FM 104. Giving you the chance to win big. With a sleek, brand new, cheap Avenger. Let's go. FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's breakfast anywhere.
Let's go take a ride in the car.
Okay, to celebrate the Strawberry Alarm Clock Breakfast Anywhere campaign, FM 4 is giving away a brand new Jeep Avenger. We've been talking about it. It starts now. To enter, you need to go to one of our many locations. Today it's in Walkinstown. We're at Fort Motors right here. And we're going to be all around Dublin. People are saying, are you going to be Northside? Yes, we're going to be everywhere. To take a short video in one of our cars. If you fancy that, that's how you can possibly win.
Yes, and we're here at the moment, but also Tara Murray will be here. So we're going to be in Walkinstown, Fort Motors until 3 p.m. So if you're in the area, definitely pop by and jump into our Jeep Avenger.
At 8 o'clock this morning, we played our first clue. Basically, all those little 10-second videos people are doing, they go into a machine, we pick someone out, and first of all, today's one was the lady from, sorry, ooh, someone from Dundrum Town Centre.
It's a lady.
It's a lady.
Yeah,
the next clue was this lady was from is from Lucan and she'd love a stone colour Jeep Avenger. But the next clue has the voice of this lady. And if you know her or if you are her, 087-679-7104, get yourself into the draw.
This person's first name is Maria. And this is what she sounds like.
Hi, my name is Maria Hamill and I'm from Lucan and I would love a stone Jeep Avenger.
Right.
Right.
So that she was in Dundrum on Saturday. That's all you have to do is get in the car, do your little video. It's like 10 seconds like that. And if you hear yourself, you could and you contact us back, you could be in the final. So,
yes.
Maria Hamill from Lucan, who wanted the stone colour Jeep Avenger. You have to contact us now on 087-679-7104.
Next weekend in the Leinster Championship.
And let us know.
Those Dublin ladies have a quick turnaround there, Luke.
We're looking for the Dublin ladies.
Weekend, despite the comfort.
Thanks.
Luke can't hear us. Luke's back at base and he can't hear us. So Maria Hamill, you're in Lucan. If you know her, give her a shout now and tell her to call FM 104 because in the next couple of minutes we are looking for our first finalist to win an FM 104 Jeep Avenger.
And if we don't get Maria, we're going to have to go to somebody else. If you know Maria Hamill, give her a buzz and tell her to WhatsApp us immediately.
Best of luck. We want you in our final. Come and get it. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104. Wow. So loads of people have been getting in contact with us on WhatsApp saying they know Maria. Loads of people said where she works and everything like that. And they said that she's going to be contacting us very, very soon. You can hear how exciting this is getting. And I can tell you now that somebody who has claimed to be Maria Hamill from Lucan has contacted FM 104 on WhatsApp, which is what we asked you to do. That's how you become the finalist. So I'm going to double check her number, cross-reference her number with what we have here, and we're going to see, does it tie up? So let's do this first, and then let's give Maria, if it is the real Maria, a ring.
FM 104.
Giving you the chance to win big. With a sleek, brand new, cheap adventure.
Let's go.
FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's breakfast anywhere.
Let's go take a ride in the car.
We are live from Walkin' Sound this morning. We are outside Ford Motors. If you want to qualify... Well, your chance to qualify. Come in, record a little video, and then we could be doing what we did with Maria as well, calling out all those little clues and all that. And then you could be in a final to win a Jeep Avenger.
No, it is that simple. And we've had a good few people now sit into our Jeep Avengers to try and win them. So this is now going to be our first qualifier. Oh, she's going to answer.
Hello, Maria speaking.
Maria, hello. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock, Breakfast Anywhere.
How are you?
So on Saturday, you went to Dundrum Town Centre.
Correct, yes.
And you got into the scores.
And then I got into the beautiful stone, yeah, GP, and fell in love with it and was hoping that I won.
Okay, well, now you haven't won yet, but you're one step closer.
Okay.
You're our first qualifier into our final.
Was your phone hopping?
I'm working here in the Manor Hospital, and my phone was hopping from people telling me some frontline stuff, and I hadn't got the radio on, but my colleagues and friends told me, colleagues now were on their break.
Excellent.
To ring by nine.
So. Great. What would this mean to you, winning a brand new Jeep Avenger?
Well, to be honest, I've only I only lost my dad there last month, and he said you will have luck before he passed, and I said didn't really think much of it, and I was hopeful, but this would mean the world to me.
Beautiful.
Because I've been saving. I'm saving for a new car, and. So this would be great.
Oh, well, Maria, I think I'm going to tear up as well.
Yeah, I know.
Hundreds of people.
Sorry.
No, it's beautiful. No.
Maria, over the weekend, hundreds of people got into these cars and did a little video just like you. You were selected at random, so that you have had luck already. Hopefully now you'll get in the final, you'll have more luck, okay?
So what, we're just listening out?
Yeah, well, you're in.
We'll give you all the details.
You can put your feet up now, Maria.
Our people will call
I'll just
your
wait
people.
For a call.
Yes, yeah. We're going to call you.
Okay.
We'll organise all of it and make sure you're free and stuff like that, and we will get you down to the final to hopefully win a Jeep.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Maria.
There she goes.
Bye-bye.
Have a lovely day. Yeah.
You can hear how much it means to her. It's going to be fantastic.
I know a good few people in the Matter listen to us every single day as well in the oncology unit and all that. So hello to everyone.
Waking Dublin up.
In the morning.
FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Wake up with Jim Jim, Crossy and Zainab.
How are you guys when it comes to going out? You know, at the weekend you've went out, whether it's coffee, whether it's a pub or a restaurant. How are you with your phone? Do you put it down and just chat to the people you're with, or do you find yourselves, you know, checking your phone every couple of minutes?
Oh no, I wouldn't be checking my phone.
I think there's I wouldn't be checking my phone, but then when there's a kind of a natural pause, everyone kind of checks their phone at the same time, you know,
like if somebody.
Yeah, I think there's a kind of a lull. Sometimes everyone just will have a little squiz just to make sure nothing, they're not missing anything. Back to it.
I always put my phone on the table though, and I will have it face down. But if people go and start checking their phones, I kind of think, oh, is this now a social cue that we're wrapping? Are we wrapping up now?
Oh yeah, there could be a You know, I know there's certain places where, you know, friends will get together and they all put their phone in the middle of the table and the first person to touch their phone pays the meal. Have you ever heard those stories?
Yes.
Just, I mean, because there are some people who literally just love being on their phone.
Yeah,
constantly.
We'd be on our phones quite a bit during the show and stuff because we're doing the show. But if we're having a chat, No.
Yeah.
Well, there's a restaurant in Verona called El Condomino, and they've started this over the weekend and it's got a lot of traction around the world. If you arrive at the restaurant.
Yep.
And you want a free bottle of responsibly.
Yes.
Yeah. Leave your phone at reception and go enjoy your meal.
Oh.
And you will get a free bottle of such and such.
That's a lovely idea.
Yeah. They said 90% of the people over the weekend have said, okay, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
They said technology has become such a problem. There's no need to look at your phone every 5 seconds. This way, they have an opportunity to put it aside and drink some wine and chill out with the people they're with.
So I have a friend who has a great idea and I'm thinking of doing it. He has a separate phone for his girlfriend. No, he has a separate...
What are we saying here?
He has a separate phone for only emergency calls. So it's his wife is on it.
Okay.
and is like nearest and dearest for emergency use only, kind of has this other number. Uh-huh. Nobody else has the number.
So that's a really good idea.
Because he says, right, that he completely zones out. So he's and he comes back and he's looking forward to it, because then he checks all his messages, all his emails, all his DMs, all that kind of stuff. He's been away from that for a couple of hours, and it makes total sense. And when he's out for a walk, the phone never rings unless it's an emergency, and the people who need to contact him can, and that's it.
I do love those people who have that self control. You know, yeah. And my neighbor Suzette, she's like that. She has a brick phone. Yes. You know those brick phones.
Like 3310.
And she has to get a couple of weeks ago. We met her on the road, and she was like, "Oh, I'm going into town. I have to buy a new one because her brick phone is 3G."
Yeah.
And she said, "Are they getting rid of 3G, or are they doing something with 3G that you need? Some phones aren't compatible with 4G or 5G."
Yes.
So she says, "I need a brand new phone for that." And we started laughing. I was like, "Would you like to get yourself one of those, like one of our phones, like a Samsung or an iPhone?" Do you know what she said? "I work with people who are buried in there all the time in their phones, and I don't want to be like that."
No.
And this girl's young. Like, she just was like, "I just couldn't be bothered." She's like, "If anyone wants me, they can ring me, they can text me." You should see her on the phone texting.
Perfect.
She's just, she does yoga. She's like so, like, free spirit. Is that what you call her?
Yes.
Is she single?
She is.
She sounds cool.
Asking for a friend.
Have you news for us?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Not for me. Not for me. I heard Tommy and Hector and Larita on their podcast, which I really miss.
R.I.P.
They said that they did a thing where they go into their settings on their smartphone, on their iPhones, and they turn it to black and white.
What do you mean, turn it to black and white?
They turn the screen to black and white.
Oh, okay. So it's like old school.
Well, no, so everything's black and white. So what gets you, what drags you in on apps is the colours.
Oh.
And when it's in black and white, you're less likely to spend time on your phone because it's boring.
Oh, I suppose.
That's a really cool idea.
That's actually a good idea.
I think Hector tried it and said, and Tommy definitely tried it, and they said they're less messing on their phone because everything's boring on the phone. It just seems dull. So they look at the phone only for the essentials.
See, as well, I used to love going down the country, because remember when phone reception was rare, it was hard to get.
Yeah.
I used to love going to, so anytime I go to Inishbofin, you'd have to go up a hill to get any form of reception. So you'd be calling somebody from the top of a hill looking out at the sea. And then obviously with how times have changed, never phone reception there is so good. So when I go, I put my phone on airplane mode.
Wow.
So I get to be like, you know, old times.
There is a pub on the south side that doesn't have reception. Wherever it is, it doesn't have reception. And lots of people who don't want to be contacted by their other half go there.
That's a good point.
That's a great idea.
Actually, yeah. I just remembered a friend of mine who works in a bar. He said that if he looks over at a table and they're all on their phones, he will go and turn off the Wi-Fi.
Oh!
And then he just watches.
The power.
I know. He's like, yeah, putting an end to this, because he's like, no. Have a conversation with the people right in front of you.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Bring back Snake.
Bring back Snake.
Bring back Snake.
Britain's Got Talent,
oh,
right?
Yes,
we were
yes.
briefly talking about it earlier. It was back on our screens. We caught up with judges Simon Cowell, Alicia Dixon and Bruno Tonleoni, who tells us how they handled their disagreements.
And there's plenty of those happening.
Then, as you said, the acts are so varied. In a way, we represent the public.
It'd be very boring if we agreed on everything.
Exactly.
See, it's so hard to say Bruno's name without going, Bruno Tonleoni.
Here's the thing. Yes, Simon Cowell has this pair of glasses. And they have red lenses on them.
Ooh, red.
I think he's trying to channel Robert Downey Jr.
Oh.
To be a cool customer. Yeah, because he was so powerful back in the day. Now he's a bit of a joke himself.
I feel like he's only in the tabloids at the moment for like his pec implants and, you know, that kind of thing. I feel like he's famous for just wearing the black t-shirt and, you know.
Louis probably did a bit of damage. Sharon definitely did damage to Amanda Holden.
Yes,
I think so. Like I think whatever someone even says that was actually all made up to give a bit of publicity to Britain's Got Talent.
Oh. I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think that is kind of damaged. Now when you're looking at her, like you're kind of going, ah, is she a bit cheap?
Oh no!
Do you know what I mean? Like you always want to be number one. You always want to be the first person or whatever it is. And she does. I don't know. Like I feel sorry for her, but yeah.
No, Sharon. What Sharon said was cutting. So I don't think there's any publicity. but happening here.
Have you seen his glasses, though?
No. What's it look like?
I want to get the glasses.
You want the glasses?
Yeah, they're red. They're pretty. Just look. They look like normal glasses, but they've got this really cool red tint on them. And I've floated this idea. I've been told I shouldn't get them because I'd look like an idiot. But I think.
Oh no!
Are they like
Jim,
Bono-esque?
They're very Bono.
No, they're not.
Bono to me. Well, I suppose Robert
Downey Jr. Had a pair at the Oscars.
They look like a 70s porn star. Don't they? Just look at them having a cigarette as he's walking around his room.
Sorry, they look like, you know, when you go into
talked off the ledge here. Jim. I want them.
I thought maybe 70s porn star would walk you off the ledge, but obviously
not. This doesn't put me off.
If anything, you're like, oh, I want them all now.
I want more. Give me them. Put them on me.
Sorry, speaking of what you just said there. Right, we have to move on to somebody else who's talking about some risque business, okay? Mm. Orlando Bloom reveals Katy Perry's reaction to his sometimes risky adventures while filming Orlando Bloom to the Edge.
She would sort of see the, she's obviously my partner, and see the pressure or that I was under, or the feelings that I was sort of sharing. But I think she also knew that I had amazing teachers around me, and that I was being supported in the right way. It is definitely risks, but they were calculated risks.
What the hell? What is he talking about?
Yeah, I thought they weren't sexy risks, just risks.
Is that what he means? All right.
Yeah, I think so.
No,
There is a video doing the rounds this morning. You're probably going to see it by tea time tonight. Shawn Mendes. He's kind of back. He took a bit of a break. Remember, he's supposed to do the Three Arena, and he took a bit of a break for his own mental health. Anyway, there's a video doing the rounds this morning of him singing. Right, which is normal, you know, Shawn Mendes singing a song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Beyonce has done, but every artist is now going down the
country
route.
He's
singing
country?
John Denver, Take Me Home, Country Road.
Wow.
Yeah, Sean. And it's pretty cool. You'll see it online this morning. It's all over the place. Obviously, someone's told everyone in Hollywood that you have to start singing country songs.
What is going on?
I don't know.
Music manager is like, if you're not doing country, you ain't nothing.
It feels like that.
It's the Late Late Show were ahead of its time.
It was.
The stop clock is right twice a day. Like, that's mad. It's suddenly just come around and suddenly be fashionable.
Speaking of fashion, your guys are bouncing off everything. This day, 2 weeks' time, the Met Gala.
Oh, yeah.
Does anybody care? Do we
no.
care?
No.
Oh, I care.
The both
Nobody
at the same
cares.
Time. No.
Oh, no. I thought you were asking us.
No, the Met Gala.
Yeah, no, I thought you meant, do we care?
Yeah, you don't care.
Oh, I care, yeah. I care. Okay. Is this where they go in one dress and come out in another one?
No. The Met Gala is when it's like, you know, it's a mad theme. Last year, it was like Karl Lagerfeld, and Jared Leto went as Karl Lagerfeld's cat.
Oh, yes. I remember that, actually, yeah.
So this year, it's a bit different. It's actually going to be the Garden of Time.
Oh, yeah.
Is this time's theme. And it's the first time in 5 years since Zendaya went. You know, we're all about Zendaya.
Yes, of course. And what'd she be wearing now? Something tennis related?
Oh, she could actually. Because
it's
Garden
a Garden
of
time.
Time.
She'd be wearing like loads of flowers and all that.
She'd be a gigantic tennis ball.
I guarantee
you. Well, she had little tennis rackets when you interviewed her.
She had her dress.
It was gorgeous.
I guarantee you, someone is going to be wearing, right? They're going to be naked and they're going to wear two flowers on their boots
100%.
And a flower on their area.
Yes.
I guarantee it because it's flowers. Garden of Time.
I guarantee it. You're putting your money on it.
Put your money on it.
Right, there you go. Garden of Time.
Red glasses or not, everyone?
No, Jim.
087-679-7104. Talk me off the ledge. I really want them. And I've been told like I can move out and stuff, but I don't care. I really want them.
Even though people won't be able to see you because you're on the radio, you will in the studio.
This is the only time that I've ever seen something that Simon Cowell is wearing and thought, oh yeah,
I feel like it could change you, Jim. I don't think you should go down that route. I think you could change.
I think they look very cool.
If you had a cigarette, maybe.
No, for outdoors now, I wouldn't wear them.
Oh, you wouldn't
wear them in the studio.
Okay.
No.
Oh, well then what's the point? They definitely don't cover. They definitely don't help with sunlight.
Do they not help with sunlight?
Doubtful.
I don't know.
They're indoor glasses. They're indoor sunnies.
Problems with your eyes. It's like Bono, his glaucoma or whatever. Do you have to have problems with that?
It's probably too much shiny lights, I'd say.
Yes.
True.
You're really pushing this now.
Okay.
It's a no from us.
It's F104. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Thanks, pals. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Navos, believe me, I have a friend who says, believe me, at the end of everything they say. Believe me.
There are people that have things, aren't they?
We're walking down this morning, believe me.
Actually, there's somebody I know that says you best believe.
You best believe.
You best believe.
And I've said it. I've said it to them. You know, you know, you're saying believe me at the end of everything, and they can't stop themselves.
Believe me.
Believe me. They can't.
Well, here, believe me. There's a new way to date, right?
Oh, believe me.
You best believe.
Is,
you best believe. Coming on with, you know, different social media, the world of dating, everything has changed, okay? Mm. Introducing QR codes for your dating world, okay?
Not a bad idea.
This is called flirt shirt, right?
So you scan the person you fancy.
You have this person. So you would wear this t-shirt. Yeah. It has a QR code specifically for you and it says, wanna date me.
Would you not look like an absolute perv?
Oh, 100%. Well,
going up and scanning somebody you fancied.
Well, it's a
It's massive. It's massive, though. So I think you'd be able to lurk from afar. Tag them.
Lurk from afar. What, you're in a coffee shop and you just see some girl or some guy with a new there with your phone going.
I suppose. Well, here, this is what it says, right? Tired of the awkward dance of approaching someone you're into? Say hey to Flirt Shirt, the ultimate hack for effortlessly connecting with your crush. Our QR code shirts are just about keeping things casual, fun, and letting your style do the talking.
QR code.
I know, it's outrageous.
It would probably work if you're at a party, one of those type of parties.
See?
What do you mean one of those type of parties?
What type of parties? Yeah,
do you know one of those parties that, you know, you may not want to go for dinner with this person, but you may want to...
Wait, there's specific parties for that?
Well, there would be, I would
presume.
A
party where you don't want to have dinner with someone.
Yeah, you might just want to, you know, have a kiss.
Then there's a party.
Yeah. Is this the modern day of keys in a bowl?
No.
What? You went from QR codes to that?
Because it's a modern day version, because if you're walking in, you're all wearing the same t-shirt with a thing on it.
Yeah. Yeah, but I suppose it's kind of like as if you were in the bar and you were like, oh, that guy or that girl.
But you'd hardly wear that on a night out going into Coppers or whatever it was meet someone.
I wouldn't put it past some people. I wouldn't put it past them.
You'd all have to be doing it for it to work.
I don't know. If you saw somebody in Coppers wearing it, would you not be kind of a bit, like if you were single, would you not be a bit curious to be like, right here, let me scan. Let me see, does this even work?
Where does the QR code go on the t-shirt? On the front or the back?
On their chest.
Front and back.
Oh, so it's back as well.
Yeah. Does it not look like you were taking pictures of them? They look weird.
Yeah, but they obviously want you to. They're wearing that t-shirt. They want the
attention.
Why don't
you just say hello? How are you?
Well, some people are shy. Some people are shy.
Yeah, but they're not shy enough to go up and take a picture of their chest.
And then have a conversation with them online. But then again, so do you know, when I was on the dating scene, it used to drive me mad where people were, when you're chatting to them on the phone and they were dragons and they were, and they were so conversational. Mm. And then when you met them, they were,
oh my god, so shy. Well, here, not everybody is, you know, ballsy enough to be like, I like the look of this person and I'm gonna go up to them.
Okay. Yeah. Well, a scan, I don't know. And is it taken off?
Well, I don't,
well, they'd hope so.
They would hope so.
That's a shirt. As the QR code thing. Yeah. Is it working? Yeah.
Flirt shirt. Flirt shirt. In fairness, it's actually kind of expensive, but I suppose you're getting a QR code situation. Okay, €33.95. €33.95.
And when it brings it to your Snapchat or your whatever, your dating.
Yeah,
thing,
I think you can specify what it's going to be, what it's going to send you to.
It'll bring you to your link tree or whatever it is.
There you go.
You can buy a bowl in IKEA for 50 cents.
Yeah, sorry. So you can do, share your Instagram.
Do you know those bowls?
Why are you talking about
bowls? You know what I'm talking about, a bowl?
Yeah, I
know
what you're talking about. Bowls. Do you know this is not going on a single date.
Pampas, do you know pampas grass in your front garden?
What? We had neighbours who had those yolks for years and we used to hide in them. And I only found out recently what they mean, and they're like Roy and Haley Cropper. The fact that they even have them near their house is now making me think.
No, we had pampas grass in our front garden.
What do you mean, pampas
my parents
grass?
Are definitely not doing any of that stuff.
Pampas grass.
Pampas grass. So there was a famous episode of Room to Improve or something like that. And they had Dermot the Gardener on, you know?
Dermot Gavin.
Put your trousers on.
Yeah.
So he said that you can't have pampas grass in the front garden because it sends out signals to across these parties. Also, upside down pineapples.
As well.
Yeah, so your man from Taskmaster said he has a tattoo of a pineapple on his arm, but he has to make sure when he gets some pictures that he has his arm sort of facing the right way. Otherwise, if it's upside down, it's sending off the wrong signals.
Yeah, but sure, that's what somebody told me that recently, and I had a pineapple key ring.
Was it upside down?
Well, kind of. It's in a key. It's on a keychain.
Was your QR code
she comes
awesome,
across like such an angel sometimes. That's, this is what we have to deal with.
Sure, I think of pampas grass in the back garden as well. So.
Oh, that's grand. The back garden should be fine. Maybe.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.